Arnold Jr. started out as a typical red-blooded, flag-waving, communist-hating American boy. But there was something different about young Arnold. Through careful observations of her child at play, Mrs. Acme noted that her son was not like the other boys on the block.
There's something peculiar about that son of mine. He's shy and introverted and turns into a ball of flame every 32 seconds.
Arnold's practical-minded father instantly recognized the potential value of his son's extraordinary attribute.
You know, Ma, that boy of ours has a terrific future as an Olympic torch.
I don't know, Arnold. That's too much of a seasonal job.
But it was Arnold who, at the tender age of 36, decided to dedicate his life to fighting crime.
Mommy, at the tender age of 36, I've decided to dedicate my life to fighting crime.
That's fine, son. Now come in the kitchen and help Mommy defrost the refrigerator.
Whoosh! And so it was that Arnold Acme Jr. became Commander Zippo, disguising himself as a part-time campaign manager for fourth-party candidates in off-year elections. Arnold began his crusade against crime, corruption, graft, and fluoridation. And now for today's exciting adventure of Commander Zippo! Last time, you remember, Commander Zippo had been invited to speak at a testimonial dinner for Central Des Moines High School star football player Ed Allstate, who wasn't much of a runner, but he had good hands. Unbeknown to Commander Zippo, his archenemy, the Oriental beauty Ratza Ruck, had cleverly disguised herself as a gallon of water and was hiding in the water pitcher right next to Commander Zippo. Ratza then slipped the deadly poison, aluminum chloride phosphate, patent pending, into Commander Zippo's coffee creamer. However, Commander Zippo, having an ultra-keen sense of smell, which he developed one night as a student of an old Bulgarian wise man, whom he had run into at the Des Moines Municipal Bus Station, sensed that something was wrong with his coffee.
Something is wrong with my coffee.
Did he know of the plot against him? Did Ratza know that he might know? Did he know that if she knew that he knows that he knows? Does anybody care if anybody knows anything? Well, with this in mind, we start today's thrilling episode as Commander Zippo turns to his left and says,
"Please pass the sugar." There, that smells better. I knew there was something wrong with the coffee. No, wait a minute. This coffee creamer, it reeks of aluminum chloride phosphate, patent pending. That could only mean one thing. Ratza Ruck is in this room somewhere. Now, if I could only smoothly slide my chair back and look under the table, I... Oh!
Help! Help! I'm seeping through the floorboards!
Well, Ratza, I always thought you were kind of wishy-washy.
And just when it was beginning to look like this episode was over, suddenly, a shot rang out.
Hey, wait a minute there. I thought this episode was over.
Oh, come on. You know we always have a cliffhanger ending on these.
All right, but take it easy.
A door in the back of the gym flew open, and footsteps came running down the stairs. Commander Zippo turned to see who it was, and just as he did so, a trap door opened up underneath him.
Now, wait a minute. I think... Whee!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what does all this mean? Could it be the end of Commander Zippo? Does Ratza Ruck leave a ring as she goes down the drain? And furthermore, are Allstate's hands really that good? And say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? And while we're at it, what lies in the grass and goes ding-dong? Find out the answer to these and oh so many other questions this same time next time when the Loosener's Castor Oil Flakes Hour will proudly present The Amazing Adventures of Commander Zippo, defender of truth, justice, law and order, the new politics, a piece of the action, equal time, Indian Head Nichols, the silent majority, and telling it like it is.